Hey friend, welcome to Mamahood After Trauma. I'm your host, Emily Cleghorn. This podcast is about rising from the ashes of your past trauma so you can step into motherhood with a fierceness and confidence you didn't know was possible and become a generational game changer. I'm so excited you've decided to include me on your journey. Together, we are going to rise and shine. Let's go. Hey, hey, Mama. Welcome to another episode of Mamahood After Trauma. I am your host, Emily Cleghorn, and I am so excited that you have taken the time out of your day to listen to this podcast episode. Now, just a quick note. This podcast episode is being recorded live. Let me rephrase that. The Thursday episodes of Mamahood After Trauma are recorded live in the Mamahood After Trauma support system. So if you want to catch these episodes as they are being recorded live, go ahead and join us in the Mamahood After Trauma support system. So I am a life reclamation coach. I help mamas break the cycle of childhood trauma by guiding them to awaken to and realign with their whole authentic self so that they can step into their purpose-driven life, their empowered mamahood to its full potential. Today, what we are talking about on this episode are three keys that you can use for reconnecting within yourself. Now, let's start by asking ourselves the question, why do we need to reconnect within ourselves? Okay, so let's think about this. Our traumatic childhood taught us that if we went too inward, we would not be able to protect ourselves. Our defenses would be down and we would be hurt in some way. We would be in danger in some way. So for that reason, we learned really early on that going within yourself, your internal dialogue, your internal needs, your internal desires, your joys, all of that, your emotions, you got really, really good at ignoring. You got really, really good at tuning it out. And so now, this many years later, you are on your healing journey and it's really, really hard. I'm speaking from my own experience here. It is really, really hard for us to reconnect. Sorry, it is really, really hard for us to heal ourselves if we are unable to reconnect with our internal dialogue, our internal knowledge, our internal, just your innate ability to calm yourself, to listen and know what is right, what is good, what is for you. Like, I don't know if you can relate to this at all, but for me, growing up, I was a huge people pleaser. I was told from a very young age that I needed to go to school, I needed to get a good education, and I needed to get a good job. Because of this, I spent 5.5 years in university, came out with enormous debt, and entered a job that was not for me, was not at all for me. I did it because I was told I had to do it. And this is not the only, this is not the only example of this. Pardon me while I plug in my device. Okay, now where's the, there it is. So you do things because you're told you have to, because other people expect you to, and not because it is what aligns with you, not because it is what you truly desire. So then how, on this healing journey, if you have gone years and years and years and years and years of your life tuning out that voice, your inner knowledge, how do you realign and reconnect and awaken that? The first key that I'm going to give you is you need to learn how to quiet the chatter. What's the chatter? The chatter is the small nagging voice. Maybe it's not small, maybe it's big. The nagging voice that you hear inside your head telling you that you're not good enough, telling you that you're undeserving of anything good, anything joyful, anything happy. You need to learn how to quiet that voice and love on it. Because that voice is coming from your inner child that is hurting. Your wounded inner child. And it needs love more than, well, you do know. You do know how much your inner child needs love. One thing that I do to quiet the chatter is I breathe. Now, you might be thinking, Emily, that sounds so ridiculously easy. It's really, it's very foundational. Can't get my words out here today. It's very foundational, but there are many different breathing techniques that you can try. My favorite breathing technique is called 5-5-7 breathing. So you breathe in for the count of five, you hold it for the count of five, and you breathe out for the count of seven. And what 5-5-7 breathing does, and you repeat that sequence for 2 minutes, 3 minutes, however long it takes you to calm down. And what that does is it relaxes you. So when you get tense, it allows you to deactivate your nervous system that is triggering you, and helps to calm you down. Another thing, the second key, that will help you reconnect within yourself is to journal. I journal every single morning. I also, part of my morning practice is to read my Bible, get in the Word of God. And that is huge. On days when I don't journal, I can definitely tell. And so part of my routine is I choose an affirmation card. I have a deck of affirmation cards, and I just pick one randomly out of the box. And on the back of these particular affirmation cards, it has a journal prompt. And so one of the affirmations that I chose the other day was something about fear, living in fear, and how I don't live in fear anymore. Because as trauma survivors, living in fear is just can be default for us. Living in fear weakens your immune system. That's just the way it is. It's just weak. The journal prompt is, what's one thing that you can do to stop living in fear? Or what's one thing you can do today? So it's an immediate action item. What's one thing you can do today to feel joy? And it's choosing small action items that you can take immediate action on and experience a small win. Small wins are huge when you are healing childhood trauma, because it's such a big task, right? So if we break it down into small pieces and we experience these small wins, we can connect with those wins and we can feel some gratification along the way, and we can see some progress along the way. Because when you've got this great big task and you can't necessarily see the progress, that's a sure sign that someday event down the road, the fatigue is going to set in. You're going to feel like you're not making any progress and you're going to give up. And in order to heal your childhood trauma and break generational cycles of childhood trauma, you can't give up. You've got to keep going. Because what you're doing is changing your life. It's changing your family's lives, the people in your lineage that are yet to come. It is changing their lives, and they're not even here yet. It's huge. The third key that I recommend for reconnecting within yourself is to reflect on what you believe about yourself. What is it that you believe about yourself? Roughly 95% of our thoughts and beliefs are subconscious, meaning that you are not at all aware of them. They are just playing out in your life without you even thinking about it. When you are able to become more aware and notice why you do certain things, or how a belief of not being good enough plays out in your life and the decisions that you make, is huge. Your beliefs create your thoughts, and your thoughts create your reality. Sorry. Your beliefs create your thoughts create your habits, and your habit creates your reality. So if you want to change your reality, you have to change what you believe about yourself. And you can't change what you believe about yourself until you acknowledge what you believe about yourself. You can't change what you don't acknowledge, friend. Now, that might seem like a really hard task to do, but I've created a work page, a downloadable work page that you can do, download for free. And within this work page, on one side, you are writing down all the beliefs you have about your father. On the other side, you're writing down all the beliefs you have about your mother. And then in the middle, you are writing down the beliefs that you have about yourself. And in that, you are able to acknowledge what beliefs that you hold about your parents that you have adopted for yourself. For example, if your dad is a flake, does that make you a flake? If your mom is absent, does that make you an absent mom? Serious questions, friend. Of course, you don't have to answer to me. If you want to share with me, by all means, share away. I'm happy to support you in any way I can. So those are the three keys. Breathe, calm yourself down. Deep breaths, man. Journal, get out the feelings. Stop holding everything in tight. I know that there are some apps that are lockable. So if you don't feel safe writing things down in a notebook, password protected something or other could be an option. And last but not least at all, assess what you believe in yourself. And if you would like more of these tips, come hang out in the Mamahood After Trauma support system. This is just a very small tip of the iceberg, and we would love to have you join us over there. So with that being said, thank you so much for joining me today, and I will talk next time. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of Mamahood After Trauma. If you enjoyed listening, make sure to hit the subscribe button so that you know when new episodes are released every week. Go ahead and leave a review and share the episode with your friends and family as well. Then make sure that you come and join us in the Mamahood After Trauma support system so that you can access more amazing content just like this.